And with no Miko here, I'm going to have to signal my own start today to welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get into the mind of coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me, for the first time ever, because I got no Miko or Coal, it's D-Mac.
Yes.
D-Mac from Duluth. And D-Mac, I've already forgot the name of your shop. You just told it'd be Black Label Collective.
Black Label Collective, okay, Duluth, Minnesota, yep.
Okay, where'd that name come from?
Well, we were, there's a little backstory, but we
Let's
were Black Label Tattoo and Piercing. But then we kind of split and we got some new artists and we all kind of come together from different spots and we're all different levels of tattooing.
So do you still do tattooing and piercing at yours or do you split into?
No, so at the shop I'm at now, we still do piercing. Okay. Yeah, we still offer piercing. Shout out to Morgan.
So I was going to say, when you say we, are you one of the ones with the needles?
No, I don't. We, as in our shop. But no.
Dude, I watched one yesterday. I made myself do it. That was cringy. Yeah, it was tough. I forget what the, I can't remember what it was called. It's one of the cartilage things in your ear they pierced.
I'm not good with piercings.
No, like, I'm not.
Tattoo needles, because I'm not going through you.
And that doesn't seem like a real needle. It's just like a marker.
Yeah. You know, I use ink and other stuff. Hurts. I make it look pretty. Yeah. Like, piercings are just holes in blood, so.
Yeah, that one girl got a whole bunch of stuff pierced, and when I asked her how it went, great. Like, well, you can't say that. Like, how was your doctor's visit? Fantastic. Yeah, I don't know if that's the right response. Well, I think it, and it was first. She's like, no, I liked it.
It's wild. Piercing's just not my thing.
What do you got for, you just got the nose?
Just the ears? Nose. I used to have plugs in my ears, okay, but I really don't rock those as much anymore.
Yeah. I got mine pierced, when was it, like right after college? Both of them. And one of them closed up.
Yeah.
And then I keep one in one ear, but I keep forgetting that it's in there for like a year. Like, really, a year. Yep. And all of a sudden, I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like, oh, I have an earring.
It's like, oh, that's
or
so
people
weird.
Will ask about my earring. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't have pierced ears.
That's kind of how I am with like any tattoo that's like on my back, like my calves. Just like, oh, you got this. It's just like, wait, what?
No, it's like when you're out in public and you don't realize what shirt you're wearing and someone comes up and they're like, oh, yeah, I love that. And you just stare at them like, what are you talking about, buddy? It's an awkward meeting.
Yep. It's like, I don't
even
look
at my tattoos,
clothes.
I'm sure, too. Like, yeah, I love that. Oh, what's the story behind that? What are you talking about? It's my eye. Right? It's my right arm. You have one, too, man. It's not that exciting.
I haven't seen this thing in years. Like, since the day I got it,
that's a good question. When was your first tattoo? I should be asking people that.
My first tattoo, probably unlike a lot of people, I didn't get my first tattoo until I was 18. Until I was old enough to get a tattoo.
Well, good for you.
But then after that,
such a rule follower.
And then after that, I kind of just like, I never stopped, I guess.
Tell me it was the 59 on your, like right under your eye. You just went for that right away.
No, it was okay. Not. The first tattoo I got, because I played sports all through high school and college. So the first tattoo I got was actually my name. It's like the official like Hooper tattoo. Like my name with the basketball and the crown.
At 18, man, you got to get that.
Had to.
That was legit. Like, you got to brand yourself,
I was going
dude.
To the NBA for sure, too.
Yeah.
So that
was, brand
that,
early, man.
That was the thing, so.
You know, I always wonder that. Until I think I've gotten more involved with people with a lot of tattoos, I realize there's a lot of bargaining and exchanging tattoos between people in the world, more than I know of, and like underground tattooing, because I always look at those guys in like college basketball players. I'm like, you're a college student. How do you have the money for
and
a full sleeve
just,
of tattoos?
And you're just tatted, yeah. But it's just like, dude, when I make it to the NBA, though.
Yeah, but well, it's their buddies doing it who are like, yeah, I'm going to start tattooing. Let me practice on your arm.
And nowadays, it's just like, well, a lot of those kids, like, you know, they're pretty famous online. So
true.
And they have followers, and you know, they have a following. So it's like, who does your tattoos?
Yeah,
so
that's
even
true.
As a tattoo artist, is just like, I'm probably gonna slap something on him.
Yeah, just so he, I didn't even think of that. There's so much more exposure.
So you tell people about
everyone's
me,
a billboard, you know, for you, right?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Is, yeah.
Do you want Coal Mine to be billboard? Should we get some on me?
Hell yeah, man. Yeah,
you can. Definitely get some. I don't want to pay for tattoos. I want to get free tattoos. If I can get free tattoos from people.
But yeah,
the dumbest ones in the world.
There's definitely, and especially at like these conventions, there's definitely lots of bargaining going on.
Oh, I know. I love it.
So
I'm gonna bargain a t-shirt. Whoever will take a Coal Mine t-shirt, a sucker.
So
see what I can get. Just one line on me.
I know a guy, he'll give you a free tattoo if it's his name.
Just his name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his name,
that's
like Gary.
Tattoo.
tell me it's like Adolf. Something horrible you have to get.
Shout out to Fife.
F- Fife?
Tom.
Dude, I'm a huge Tribe Called Quest fan, so I can just be saying it's Fife.
Tom Fife. Tom Fife, if you're listening. Fife Tattoo.
Fife.
Fife Life Tattoo, if you're listening. That's your shout out.
That's sick. So anyone who ever wants a free tattoo, a little short on cash, you want to get Fife on you?
You know, if you want a Fife Life Tattoo, he's always willing to do it.
And again, you know, honestly, if you got a tattoo of a dog later in life, you become a Tribe Called Quest fan, you get Fife above it, you got a Fife dog tattoo.
Boom. There you go.
That's thinking outside the box.
There you go. Kill two birds with one stone.
Do you think there's one person out there that was waiting to hear that? That was like, gosh, how do I tell the world that I love Tribe now?
And now they know.
I'm getting a new tattoo.
And now you know.
Money's short.
And it's creative, you know, and, you know, you'll have a story, everything. It'll be great.
I love it. So you did, who did you do yesterday?
I did Favi.
Yeah.
From North Dakota.
Do you have any appointments today?
No, we're open. I'm open. Come, yeah. Get a tattoo.
We should. You know, I'll get a plug out for you.
We have tattoo categories and contests that I would love to enter and win.
What's the number one you're looking to win?
I'm more of a traditional artist.
Yeah?
Okay. So the traditional categories, the new school categories, anything black and gray.
Okay, what's a traditional category? There's one that was just like lettering, right?
Oh, and the lettering, yes.
You like that one?
If you like script and
so
lettering.
I'd be interested in that. Maybe we'll talk more lettering something. I don't know what I want to get into there.
I kind of got a thing going on where I've been winning the lettering competitions.
Should we go? I'd be down to go for it with you. If you want to put some stuff out there. I mean, I'd want to get my kid's name maybe.
Hell yeah.
Something simple with that. If you want to do cool. Yeah. Maybe we'll talk. I'll give you his name. We'll do that after.
Yeah, I'm definitely down.
Okay. Sweet. So the other gist is... We'll see if we go through with it. I was telling Miko we should each do a spin in the $100
get. Yeah.
And then those do it live on air. Wouldn't that be fun? And then see what it is? Yeah. And live stream it. Yeah. Get these for the convention and then be like, oh, this is these guys who are doing it. I don't know if you talk to these guys much. They're hilarious.
No,
they're cool little stand. They're great. Yeah.
We talked to them last night when they were doing the judging for Tattoo of the Day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're great.
Three Tentacle Tattoo Studio. I don't think you're going to forget that name, right?
Nope, I grabbed a sticker and a card.
Good.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing. We need to get them out here big time because they're the closest one. They're Hayward. I love how many people are from the cities. You're another outlier, though. You're from Duluth.
Yeah.
How long you been up in Duluth?
I can't say my whole tattoo career. I've been in Duluth. I've been living in Duluth for 4 years. I've been tattooing in Duluth for 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then... And
before that, where were you at?
Up in the range, Hibbing, Minnesota.
You were in Hibbing. That's where my in-laws are from, yeah. I know Hibbing well.
Hell yeah, man.
A lot of history in Hibbing, man.
Yeah, that's where I'm from. That's where I'm high school.
You're from Hibbing. Yeah. What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 2006.
Oh, you probably know plenty of people. You probably know my in-laws and relatives.
Can you drop a last name for me?
I will when I figure it out. I have to look it up. No, they're not the Hanleys up there anymore. They all have different last names.
Okay, fair enough.
I will look it up. You'll know. You'll totally know one of them.
But if you give me a last name, yeah, yep, more than likely, for sure know them. But,
great.
Yep, Iron Range, Minnesota.
From there to Duluth. Well, that's a big change, isn't it?
How far
are the two, though? I mean, Hibbing's not too far.
45 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not far. So, like, for me growing up in Hibbing, it was like you went to Duluth for, like, the mall,
yeah,
and like anything cool. It was like our Minneapolis, St. Paul.
How big's Hibbing?
Hibbing 15,000.
Okay, that's bigger than I thought.
So it's like it's small, but it's not like tiny.
A little shout out to Hibbing, Minnesota. A lot of history there.
Yes.
Who's the famous? Did Bob Dylan come from there?
Bob Dylan, Bob Kevin Dylan McHale.
Did. Yep.
Dude, we got Zsa Zsa LaRue.
Really?
Yes.
Everyone.
Shout out and I mean those are just some. If anyone doesn't know who Zsa Zsa LaRue is, you'll have to look that one up. But definitely from Hibbing. Shout out to the industry. Bob Dylan, Kevin McHale. So we have some people.
Okay, so what's the future looking like for you and your tattoo and just study as you go?
Study as I go. Always learning. Yeah. Always, you know, striving to get better.
Do you make it to a lot of conventions?
I do. I try to. Yeah. I love conventions. I like
networking.
That's
the way to do it, right?
Yeah, networking.
And it's just a fun way to spend the weekend.
Yeah, and like these wonderful ladies over here, they asked us, a few of us, to come guest spot.
Oh, sick.
At their place. So there's always that. You get to meet people and travel.
Cool.
So
see, these are just fun industries to be in, I feel like.
It is, right? You know? And they're kind of like the raunchy industries. Cause like
a little bit.
I mean, people pass out. We deal with blood. You got to take off your clothes. So it's just like, you know, you kind of get to say and do whatever you want. Not whatever you want, but It's loose industry.
I would call it not only that. I mean, it's a vulnerable industry. When you're doing something like getting tattooed, like you go in there and it's like, okay, you already see me with my shirt off and pants down. Like, what? How else can I weird you out? And I'm getting a tattoo of like a naked guy, right?
But and even with that, you get to know more about people. You know, get close to them because some of these tattoos like really mean things.
So. And I love the other thing is like, good luck shocking a tattoo artist. Yeah. Right when you come in, like, I got a weird one, here we go. They're like, what if we added color here? You know, it's never like, nope. It's like, well, we're gonna spruce this up. If we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it right. Okay.
You know? But yeah, there's really nothing you can't, like, you're not gonna surprise me with much.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, have you ever had to turn down a tattoo? Because I'm sure there's like, you know, nasty gang stuff and really stuff that's like, well, I don't know if I'm tattooing a naked dude right there.
I've turned down some tattoos. Sure. Yeah, definitely. You definitely get those. And just like, this isn't going to work, or just like what they want. It's just like, yeah, dude, no.
I'm sure people do come in with some massively grandiose ideas, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I've been planning this one for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. It's those childhood ones, I'm sure, are just the worst. Well, you shouldn't have started this when you were 8.
I've always wanted a picture, and it's just like, yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I could see that started from the mind of a child. Like, it should have stayed there.
Yes.
So, what, I mean, do you have some tattoos that really stand out that are like, this one is one of my favorites that I've ever done? Because I'm sure you walk away on some and you're like, damn, I nailed it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Yep. I hope you do.
Yes, I do. I do have quite a few of those where, and the surprising ones where people come to you with ideas that maybe you wouldn't have thought of on your own.
Sure.
But they come to you and you're just like, wow, like that was a good idea and it turned out, you know, great. So those are the ones that you really don't expect, but they really kind of, you know, surprise you.
Yeah. So how far out do you guys usually get booked? Do you stay pretty busy up there?
We stay pretty busy, but in our shop, each artist, we do our own booking. Each artist.
I was going to say, is it like a salon where you pay for like a chair? Or do you actually, do you guys all split the profits? Because you can't really, I mean, if you're doing a $10,000 tattoo and Jimmy's doing your $15 ones.
That depends on Jimmy. Like, I don't know why Jimmy's doing it. I don't know why Jimmy's doing a $15 tattoo. You know, you need to talk to Jimmy, but
yeah, he's doing your back alley ones.
And it runs different. I mean, each shop is different. Each artist is different depending on how, but, it's usually booth rent or percentage.
Okay.
That makes sense. Works, which is, yeah.
So are you an owner of your shop then?
I do not own my shop.
Okay. No. Who owns yours then? Shout out to whoever that is.
I work with two amazing owners and two amazing, one's a piercer, Ashley, and the other one's a tattoo artist.
We already gave Ashley a shout out, didn't we?
I think you gave
someone a shout out.
No, Morgan.
Morgan got the shout out.
Ashley is our other owner, who's also a piercer, and she's amazing too. Shout out to Ashley. Okay. And Dickie, Lord Dick. Is the other tattoo artist and owner. So shout out to those guys. I work with a really awesome team we got up there in Duluth. So
how many hours do you think you're putting in every week? Are you working quite a bit?
I do work a lot. Yeah. I do work a lot, but it's all worth it. And we're moving, so shout out to Black Label Tattoo, Black Label Collective at our new spot we're opening up.
What's the address on that one?
Oh man,
that's how new it is.
What's
the general vicinity?
It is in the Denfeld Center, next to Margaritas, and in the same strip mall as the DMV.
There we go. People should be able to find it from there, right?
Yeah.
That's sick. Are you ready to play a little game?
Yeah.
Kind of thinking. I kind of want to standardize these questions so we can get to know every artist on the same one. So, but you're going to be my guinea pig. We're going to go through and we're going to see which ones I like the best.
That's fair enough.
We got some time, right? You're just chilling. Hasn't really popped off yet.
Not yet. It's still before noon. People are getting breakfast.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was honestly surprised how many people came out yesterday.
Yeah. No.
For a Friday. Because it wasn't until about like 3 that I realized this is a Friday afternoon. This is like a work day.
Yeah.
People are still coming through. And
these are work hours.
Yeah, and there was people at like noon and 1 who came through and were getting tattoos. I loved it.
Usually once people hear about it, the word spreads.
That's what it seems like.
You'll see them filter in. And
yeah. And I'm amazed. This was the thing I didn't expect about a tattoo convention. I don't know why. How many people come in and they're like, yeah, I didn't know what I wanted. So I just came in and wanted to see all the artists. And then I find someone I like and I get it.
That I would say that's more than half.
It's got to be even more.
They
I'm
come,
shocked
they
by
come
it.
Check it out.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you know what? I'm doing it.
And I love that because, like, I'm kind of a... I'm not from the tattoo culture. I think I'm like the first person in my family who got one.
Okay.
Right? By far. I mean, extended family as well. It's a very, we're just like Norwegian through and through, white picket fence, suburban. So we're not big tattoo people. And the ones I got were like in college when I was drunk, yeah. So I didn't care. Like they were just dumb ones. And I love them because I'm like, they're really funny and stupid.
They have a story.
But that's just it. Like, I'm like, okay, if I ever get a real one, you know, I got to make sure it's like the real thing. It's got to be so deep. And like people, I want people to look at it and be like, oh my God, that guy's deep.
Tell me this story.
Yeah. What else does he think about? Yes. Like, this guy's
what's
amazing.
Inside your mind?
Yeah, I want that. But the reality is, like, even coming here, I'm like, I just want your cool ass art on my arm. Yeah. Right?
Like, give me this pineapple, dude. I like you.
Because then I want people to see it. Like, where the hell did you get that? Oh, you got to get it from this guy.
Yep.
Like, you should see the work he did. Just totally take credit for this guy's amazing work. That's all you get to do then, right?
Yeah.
People see your awesome tattoo. It's like, I did nothing.
Billboards, dude. That's
I laid in.
And
paid
for
money.
Us, we love it. You know?
Right?
We love it.
Yeah. As you should. I mean, it's your heart and soul. And then the variety here. Each person, like, again, you can tell is a very little difference.
Yeah.
Like, just like, as it is. And
it's kind of cool because it's just like every, well, naturally, every human being is different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, this is art, but we all like perceive art differently. So like, you can have the same image and we're all going to draw it different, you know? And it's all going to...
That's what they should do next year is have like a category of just like one theme. And you guys all bring to the table a picture of it.
Yeah.
Because you guys are all natural artists. Yeah. Like anything. And like we judge it and we auction it off. Because like those are cool pictures that people would want to take home. Wouldn't
that would
they?
Be cool.
Wouldn't that be a sick idea? That I'll talk to awesome. Dustin.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Because that's art I want to hang up, man. And what a good story on that one. Having that sitting in your living room.
Yep.
Got that at a tattoo convention.
Yeah.
Third place.
Yeah.
A loser.
A lot of these guys have super cool prints and
I was checking out this guy
canvases
right here.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's insane. Do you do much of that? I know. I've seen it on your tablet.
Some, not a lot. I want to find more time for personal art.
What's your medium if you're doing any sort of like personal art?
Probably it'd be painting or charcoal.
Sure. Yep. I love charcoal. Charcoal is fun.
Yeah,
I don't feel like you have to be that good at art.
It's messy. I like it. Yeah, it's not as accurate.
It's like, check out my shading.
Yeah.
Right? Wow, that was good. How'd you do that?
So, yeah.
Lots of mistakes.
I like that.
Charcoal's fun. Yeah, I grew up doing a lot of art. I forget about how therapeutic it is. I think
very,
we all did.
Very therapeutic,
we all grew up and we're like, there's a reason we had art class as kids and we were all calm.
You know, and they never tell you how to get a job. And
you don't do it. You don't sit down and color anymore, but it's a very peaceful activity. I don't know why.
Really
I think we need to take back so many of those childhood things, those activities we forgot, because there's a reason for them. Like, why do we always say, like, I'm going to get together with my friends, let's go out to dinner?
That's what happened to recess?
What happened to, like, I'm getting together with my friends and we're going to do a couple pages in the coloring book?
Right. We're going to sit like around. Said, like, who's bringing the crayons, guy? Who's got the colored pencils?
Something like that. Why don't we do something different?
Yeah.
Or, like, recess, man.
Yeah, dude.
I not grabbing all my friends and going playing pickup football anymore?
That's what I'm saying.
Killed
like,
me.
Dude, what about, like, organize a kickball game?
All the time.
Every week. Every Sunday.
Okay. These are all great ideas that I think we're going to bring
church,
up.
If you're a church person.
I'm going to get a 6 a.m. one going next year at the event. Just rallying outdoors. Come on, guys.
That's what we should do.
Just get a big one.
The tattoo artist.
I'm gonna throw all
game.
These things at like I'm gonna do like a 5K. Who's interested in that? But I'm gonna throw it and I'm gonna be the only one who runs it. And I'm gonna win it every year and announce myself.
Well, there you go. Whatever. You know, once people start
fourth
showing
year,
up,
because everyone's like, why would I run 3.1 miles in the morning?
You know, ever? If they want you to stop winning, show up and run with me. You know, beat me. That's the challenge.
Second someone shows up, I'm canceling the event. Or I'm just putting it in categories. One time I did a race. I think I've told this story out here, unfortunately. I went up north. My parents live in Thief River Falls. You know that? Like way up there, okay? Or that's where they're from. And it was their all-school reunion. Towns that small have all school class reunions.
Yeah,
they bring everyone in, right?
I mean, how is there going to get 30 people together?
pretty much. And so they threw a 5K like event for it. And my dad was a runner. And so he's like, oh, let's all go to it. So we all signed up and did it. And there was maybe 30 people there, which is probably a big turnout. Mm-hmm. But I got first and second place in my division. Because I was the only one my age in my division.
I love it.
I was like 17 doing it. There was no other people there. I think my sister won first and second at her. She was 50 under.
Like everyone in our family won. It was unbelievable. We looked like the most amazing track stars. But right. Those are my proudest medals. First and second. You don't get that a lot.
Oh, no. No, not at all. Right? You don't get that. No, not and the same. No.
Same event. First and second.
It's like a, sounds like a double negative.
Oh, yeah, it was incredible. Man, enough about me. Let's get into some deep burning questions. Let's get to know you, D-Mac.
Yes.
What is the weirdest thing about you?
The weirdest thing about me.
That's a good one. I'm keeping that.
Oh, man.
People are going to have... That's a, some of them are really tough on the spot. So you're just going to have to list every weird thing you've ever done.
I feel I'm kind of a weird person. Like,
yeah. Well, dude, deep down, I say this to everyone. You do really weird stuff when you're by yourself. Yes. Everybody does. Just admit it.
Yeah.
The
weirdest
shit in the world that you'd never in a million years do.
Yeah, I'm
so... You're like, thank God no one's around.
Super weird.
Really weird stuff. We all do. Yeah. And it's all right. That's fine. And just know that other people do it too. So it's not that weird.
You're not alone.
It's okay. And that's when you should do it.
Oh, yeah, right? No one cares then. I feel like I talk to myself an unusual amount.
Oh, really? A lot of self-talk?
Yeah.
Do you live alone?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's even weirder than
I don't. I have a whole family.
Okay. Oh, do you?
Yeah. So
who is in the D-Mac family?
I have four daughters.
Good for you.
I'm a girl dad.
You're a girl dad.
I'm a girl dad.
I love it.
I'm a girl dad. Yeah.
I bet you're a great girl dad. I really do.
I bet you do. I hope I am.
I bet you are. How old are they?
So my oldest is 16, and I have twins right behind her. They're 15. So a lot of teenage.
Holy shit, that's a lot of
a lot of female
estrogen.
Teenage hormones going on.
Yeah.
And then my youngest is 7.
Oh, she's got to be the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
She can do no wrong.
That's my angel.
No wrong ever.
Daddy's girl.
I bet.
You know, but yeah, so not alone, but still talk to myself a lot.
Yeah, I think you're doing it for, I mean, you need the sanity, right?
Right.
There's probably a lot you can't say.
So it's like, who else am I supposed to tell? So I just go off my little corner. It's like,
that's all right. And like, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, and like sometimes I answer myself, you know, someone's got to justify all these thoughts too.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's pretty weird.
I think some of the times I've realized it more because I live mostly by myself now. Sometimes I got my kid, but. Sometimes when I get really pissed off, I'm like, I'm just going to do my rant now. And I go off and just do this rant that I half the time I stop. I'm like, huh, that sounded ridiculous. I'm glad I didn't say it to another person. I don't need to be this mad. Everything I'm mad about is really, really dumb.
I agree. Like, really, like after your argument, you go off and you're just like, this is everything I would have said. I'm going to say it now.
The amount of arguments I've lost to myself, I would say.
Right.
It's because I'm like, man, I'm an idiot.
It's like, right. It's like, you're stupid. Shut up. It's like, okay.
All right. Let's go. Question 2. What is your definition of a perfect life?
Oh, wow. Definition of a perfect life. Where you can just be happy in whatever it is you do. If you can find happiness, peace, and love.
Serenity.
You're living, right? You're living the dream. Yeah.
Serenity.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. And any, like, you've pinpointed anything you do.
Yeah.
I think the problem everyone lies in is like, what's my big purpose in life?
Yeah.
Like, everyone feels like they're not supposed to, or they're not where they're supposed to be. Something's next.
Yep.
It's like, no, you're not, man. And there probably is a next.
Yeah, and
but be good with where you're at now, right?
And always, you know, give yourself some grace and be proud of where you are, and you know,
well,
and
put how the far work in, came. Man. If you're gonna be a janitor, be the best damn janitor.
That's what I'm saying. You know, like,
and people notice.
Like, get these floors are going to shine.
Yeah,
you know,
like, and it's easier said than done. It's like, oh, if I'm a janitor, I kind of help. But at the same time, it's like, no, I've done those jobs. I was a sandwich artist. I loved working at Subway.
I used to work at Auntie Anne's.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's fun,
dude. I even
mess
to
with
this
customers.
Day, even to this day, I still probably flip a mean pretzel.
Oh, you know? I think about that all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like, man,
I used to wax floors.
Like, I would love to get like a part-time job at like a sandwich shop again, or just like a little one like that. But I'm like, I don't want to be on someone's schedule. It's a problem.
Yeah,
if I could just come and volunteer, and then you just pay me.
So that's the thing. I've gotten really used to just like doing my own thing. So that's
that's half the reason
I do this.
Could you imagine going to
do this? Right?
Could you imagine going to a 9-to-5 or being scheduled? Especially with four daughters, how would you live?
Dude, I can't. And right? Like, and like now, my wife owns her own business.
Oh geez,
Casey's Cleaning. Shout out to Casey's Cleaning.
Oh yeah, where's that?
If you own a vacation rental and you're looking for someone to come clean it, Casey's Cleaning.
Oh yeah, that's a smart business idea. Casey's Cleaning. Because everyone's doing the Airbnb shit.
Yep.
Yeah, so, and like, I'm sure they're like, hey, let me just... Oh, great call. Casey's clean and I love it. We're going to keep plugging you.
And sometimes I go and help her, you know? And why she's not? Like telling me, I'm just like, this is... It's tough because it's like, no one tells me what to do. What the hell is this?
I bet. Well, good for you for helping her out. You're a good husband. Yeah, but, I was going to say, man, if you got 16 and two 15-year-olds, you can't be on a schedule.
They're definitely employees.
They're so busy. What are they doing?
Well, I have girls.
Yeah.
And,
are they in sports or anything?
They're not.
Oh, that makes your life so much easier.
They're not. It's kind of great. I mean, they still have lots of activities. They're going to movies, hanging out with friends.
Well, thank God for that.
They're still doing lots of things.
Sure.
But yeah.
So, you said they're employees too, though, huh?
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun,
so
though.
So, yeah, they're our employees.
I hope they look back and have super fun memories of, like, working at dad's shop,
you know? Yeah. And then that's the other half. My little one wants to come tattoo with dad.
Oh, man. She is the best. What's her name?
Royce.
Royce. What are all your kids' names? Give a shout out to each one.
Halo, Harley, Hannah, Royce.
Beautiful.
Love you guys.
And your wife's name, Casey's,
I assume. Casey,
my wife's Casey. Could have figured that one out, but...
But she told me the other day, she's like, I just want to ride motorcycles and go to the tattoo shop with you. And I was like, my proud dad moment. So,
coolest kid ever. She's going to be a badass.
Right?
Yeah. Sorry, she'll be daddy's angel, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Jeez. I would not want to be the first man to date her.
So my oldest daughter has a boyfriend now.
No way.
You know, Wyatt, he's actually a cool kid. Wyatt, you get a shout out to.
Usually they are, but that's because they're scared shitless of you.
Of course, I have to call him not by his name.
Yeah.
So I call him Waylon.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Yeah, so, of course.
Waylon.
It's a power move.
But he's a pretty good kid, and it took me a while to get to that point.
I bet. That'd be weird.
So, and he's the first boyfriend.
Yeah.
Of all the boyfriends that are ever going to happen. So he got the gauntlet.
Poor guy. I got a 16-year-old boy, so it's like, go hit on girls.
It's way different.
Like, stop playing video games, dude.
So I'm protecting my daughter from you.
Yeah. Right. No, I have a strict standard for him. It's like, I said if I ever find out you do anything bad to a woman, you better not come home.
Right.
It's always what it is.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, you get a girl pregnant, you die before that baby does.
Exactly.
So I told him as well. You better be smart, boy. Shout out to that boy. Kale is smart in his own way.
You know, the kids, I'll give them that. They got a little bit more sense. Not much, but a little bit more sense than we did, you know, growing up. I'll give them
that. It's a different sense. I don't know if I'd say more. We were more self-sufficient and independent.
Yes.
But okay. I would say, I agree with what you said there. They do know more. Like,
yes, they do know more.
And the worst is so much more than they let on that they know. Like, I say stuff and I'm like, I know you know what I'm talking about.
It's like, don't play me, dude.
Some of that stuff, it's like, that's like, there's no way you don't know this. Or even worse, is like, you're watching, I don't know how many, we tried to integrate my son into like 90s comedies and stuff like that. But some of them you watch with him and you're like, oh, that joke was just uncomfortable. But because you're like, I know you know.
It's just like, oh man, that was super racist.
Cracking up at it. You're like, well, I didn't show you this movie.
Or it's like, that was super sexist. Or like, wow. Or I recently got into watching Home Improvement again.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, dude, Tim Allen's horrible.
These
jokes against Jill are the most sexist things.
And it's something, like, all those stuff, anything from like the night, like the PG you watch, and like some of the stuff that randomly comes out, it's like,
is R.
Whoa!
Is definitely,
just one, and it's always like one line.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's wild. It's wild. So I started rewatching that, and I was like, this is so inappropriate, and I grew up on this. Was like,
I love that you're tattooing all day and just like, I gotta get some Home Improvement on. Let's see what Tim the Tool Man's up to tonight. So I'm wine for the day.
Honestly,
if you were like, just looking at you and someone's like, guess what movie this guy or what show this guy's watching tonight, I'm not going Home Improvement. 100%.
That's my vibe.
He's a Binford guy.
definitely a Binford guy, dude. Definitely a Binford guy. Yes, that's my vibe.
Are you sure that's not your answer to weirdest things you do? Watch Home Improvement repeats? You might want to take it back.
That might be.
We're going to move on. Here we go. This is a good one. What's your favorite hobby? Obviously, other than tattooing.
Also, probably one you wouldn't guess by just looking at me, fishing.
Good for you. I love fishing.
I like to think of myself as an angler, like Jeremy Wade.
Best in the world.
Right?
I love Jay Wade. Like,
dude, he's caught every fish.
Anything he does, I watch.
That's why the show doesn't exist anymore.
That's my son's dream job. He wants to be like Jeremy Wade. Yeah, I'm like, you're a cool kid. I keep telling him, like, then get out and let's start filming. I'm like, dude, if you want to go out, I was like, I have cameras. I'll do it. Get out and let's go.
My my daughter watches, because, you know, kids watch YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's all they do. So my youngest watches a guy in Florida, and all he does is go around to these Florida, like, ponds and old pools and just catch these fish.
Yeah.
And he has billions of views.
Yeah.
And she loves it.
And he's fishing all day. He's literally just fishing. And it's fun. It's fun videotaping your fishing because you look at it after and you're like, oh, sweet fish.
Cool fish.
Yeah. I did for a summer. Me and my buddy, we were like, oh, we're going to start a fishing show. I play pretend a lot. And we had this contest. We were going to do first to 50 bass that summer.
Okay?
Yeah. And so I get out fishing quite a bit. My parents have a cabin. And within the first month, I made it to like 48.
Oh, shit.
And he was at like 3. And so I just stopped and I filmed every one of mine because I got proof.
Yeah.
I didn't make it to 50 by the end of the year. Because, I just kind of stopped fishing and I caught one more and I'm at 49. I didn't make it to 50.
Did he make it to 50?
No. He quit at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we did another fishing contest at work and we had a point system for the year where it was like, all right, if you catch this, you get this many points. And Muskie was like 20 points. Everything else is like ones, twos, and threes. So no one thought they would. And the first time we went out, I was trolling and I accidentally snagged a muskie. I won that one too because everyone quit right after that.
Oh, dude, you need to go up north and fish. There's muskie in northern.
Oh, yeah. Like, have you ever done the steelhead run up in Duluth?
Yes.
Do you do that every year?
Not every year, but I've done it before.
I did it one time.
It's super fun. It's super fun.
It's a whole different environment up there. Yeah. Everyone's so chill.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Everyone's giving the advice. It's like, I love it. Every advice is different. You're always using the wrong thing.
Oh, always.
And then you go and buy the next thing. And then they go to the next spot. The guy's like, I don't know why you're using that.
Like, what? Who the hell?
Go get eggs. Yeah. And then you go get eggs. Yep. And then you come back. It's like, why are you using that? I've just been using a piece of cotton. And you use the piece of cotton. It's like, well, it's worms. They're only biting on worms.
Yeah. So the thing is, everything you will learn is right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And it's also all bullshit.
Yeah. That's the perfect way to put it. You're so right.
And it's also all bullshit.
Everything they're saying is not wrong.
Yes.
But it's not right. I think that's where it lands. I don't know. It's that twilight zone of logic and reasoning and wisdom. So, somewhere in there.
So who knows?
So have you caught one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
it's pretty rare. Yeah. I mean, me and my buddy called me one time. He's like, hey, you want to go do the steelhead run up in Duluth? Never. Let's do it.
I also used to live in Alaska
for a
short period of time, and the salmon fishing there is the salmon run is, I mean, unmatched.
I believe it. So do you do fly fishing there?
No, so when I lived in Alaska, I was taught how to fly fish. Yeah. I wasn't good at it, and I still didn't like it. But I've done it before, but I don't do it.
It's not a big hobby you need down here, unless you want to go for like top water sunnies. No. I feel like
I told these guys, I was like, so when you come to the lower 48, I'll teach you how to really fish.
That's right.
Like,
yeah. I love, this always blows my mind. I don't know if you get people from the south, ice fishing blows their mind.
Yeah.
Anyone from the south is like, so tell me about, I don't know how many people said, so explain to me ice fishing. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, how does it work? Well, so you just like drill a hole and sit on the water? I'm like, I don't get why this is confusing. They're like, I'm from Texas. I don't get ice.
That's the thing. Nothing freezes. So it's just like, you know how you put ice cubes in your freezer and it's water, and after a while it comes out as ice. Well, see, it gets really cold outside down here, so the
better
big lakes.
Better explanation I can give. And you can walk on it?
Yeah. It's like a couple feet deep,
And then I was like, isn't it boring? It's like, yeah. That's usually what it is.
And that's what I tell people, because I've gone once or twice.
Yeah.
I hate being cold.
Yeah.
And I don't see the point of being cold when I can catch the same fish are going to be here in a few months.
Yeah.
And I don't have to freeze it up.
And I feel like it's an activity rather than just sitting.
Yeah, I have to bring my truck, a heater, I have to buy it. It's so...
set up and takedown. That just intimidates me every time.
I have to get this auger and do all this extra shit. And it's like the exact same fish. All the fish that you're not going to catch and are going to miss, I'm going to come back 3 months later and catch them.
I think the other problem too is I've never had that ice fishing experience that people always had. Like, oh, I've had this one where it's like every time you threw it in, you're pulling it out.
And it's like I was just tossing them in, or it's like when you pull like we a got 20 inch fit. Yeah. It's like, dude, never.
I've never had that where it's been like some of my best times. Like, oh, we caught 8 fish over 7 hours.
Yeah, so that's not real.
Agreed. And I'm like, I don't believe it exists.
That's not real. Those are unicorn stories.
They don't exist in fishing. Well, I might save this one for a while. Let's see. One's going to be too dumb. Okay, let's see. I got some good ones. You're helping me narrow down. I like it. I think everyone's going to answer the same thing. What do you spend too much money on?
Oh, man. Shoes and clothes. Oh, actually, I take that back. Before, it was shoes and clothes, and now it's motorcycle parts.
Is it? I feel like that's a common thing when people get into motorcycles. It's the first thing they say. It's motorcycle parts.
And like before, shoes and clothes, and my motorcycle was fine. But then I started remodeling, and I bought a new motorcycle. And now it's just been like for the past like 3 years, it's been definitely motorcycle parts.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's getting used out of it, right?
You know, hey.
Cheaper gas mileage, you ride it to work.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, so, yeah, so, like, this summer, it's, like, I've definitely been on my motorcycle more than I've been in a car.
Yeah.
And, dude, I'm rich from that.
You are. I don't think it's bad. I've honestly considered it. But I wear, like, dress pants and stuff to work, and I was thinking, like, I have to have a change of clothes every day when I work to work. And then part of me was like,
no.
Can I get away with a Mr. Rogers thing where every day at work I come in and I change? But can I also get away with just one pair of nice clothes that I wear every day for like 2 months?
So what kind of bike guy would you be?
Well, like
Rocket or like
no
Harley?
Gosh no far from that. I mean, if I'm going just straight up to things I think look the coolest, and choppers are just unbelievable, but I don't think I can handle
long,
that
long fun.
Yeah, I mean, I got a pickup truck and I suck at parking that thing. I can only imagine how well I do on that thing. I'd be running into everything. It'd be a mess. And that would be the worst, too, because it's such a cool-looking thing, and then you put, like, the nerdiest-looking person on it. Just ruins it.
Dude, you could do it.
I will ruin motorcycles forever, I promise.
I think you'd do it.
I appreciate that.
I think you'd do it.
After I get your ink on me, then people will be like, shit, yeah, he's the real deal.
It's like, oh, shit, all you need is a motorcycle now.
I might be given one by the end of the weekend.
Just go to the Harley dealership.
pull the arm out.
And just say, give me all of it. And they'll give you the whole thing.
That'll work.
They'll give you the whole fit. The leather jacket, the chaps.
It's like a free tattoo from Fife.
Yeah.
Another plug for that.
Right?
Agreed. What if he just gets bombarded? He's like, you asshole. I have a waiting list of 500 people.
I hope so.
That would be... You're right. That would.
So the thing is, I'm not exactly sure where his shop is, but I think it's in Thief River Falls.
Shut up. Is it really? That's unbelievable. If it is, I'm gonna go meet this Fife guy. You gotta connect the two of us.
You might.
Yeah.
Or he lives in Thief River Falls, or it's
what a small world.
It's something like that. We're gonna see.
Oh, there's nothing like Thief River Falls. 70 miles from Canada.
So okay, he's in East Grand Forks.
Oh shit, yeah. We were just talking about East Grand Forks.
But
that's only like 45 minutes to an hour away.
Yeah,
it's not so far.
He's close.
Plus, last year I went to my first pawn shop in Grand Forks ever. It's the most amazing experience of my life.
Is it?
Bought three guns for $400 total. Right? Does it blow your mind? Yeah, two shotguns and a rifle. I do a lot of hunting. But it was the greatest experience of my life.
That's amazing.
Never been happy.
$400.
And I was like, I walked in and I'm like, so can you really buy those things? Yeah. They look at me like, yes, that's how our store works. Welcome.
Yeah. I'm going to have to walk into a few pawn shops next time we go to North
Dakota. Go to Grand Forks. And I think it's called First National. Someone over there knew what it was.
Yeah.
What's his face did? Yeah, Louise, your boy did. Yeah, Louise knew what it was.
Yep.
See? I don't know why I said see. I wasn't proving a point. Here's the next one. This is a good one. What is one dream you have yet to accomplish?
Oh man, what is one dream I have yet to accomplish?
Sounds like you got a pretty sweet life though, so that's might just say my life is my dream.
It's not bad. To start this off with a quote, a man with patience isn't waiting, he knows it's coming.
Whoa, I love that. A man with patience isn't waiting, he knows it's coming.
So
huh. with That's so deep, man.
With that being said, I appreciate where I am, but I know with my hard work, I have there's things I will accomplish. But the only thing I dream of is really just to watch my kids grow up and be happy.
That's a great answer. I love that.
That's the only dream I haven't accomplished yet.
I won't even call that cheesy, dude. I think those are the answers you should have.
Kids are happy, but you know they're kids. Kids are supposed to be happy, right? You know,
yeah, I want to see
them grow up and become their own person and be happy.
That's your job. That's on it. I'm glad you take it seriously, man. So, I know a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I really don't think people do. I don't think they realize what your job as a parent is. It's like your job's 18 years. That's all you get.
Yeah.
To prepare these people to be humans that don't suck.
And that's it.
It's really what it is. You want your kids to be liked by other people.
Yes.
And not for any vain reasons.
No.
You want you to be, it's like, I always use this term a lot. It's like, I want you to be a productive member of society. Yeah. Whatever that means. I don't care what it is.
Bring something to the table.
If you're picking a Kleenex off the floor, just like do that for a day.
Yeah.
Be someone that when you walk in a room, people go, I like that they're there.
Yeah.
Right? Like things are a little better.
I'm glad things are a little better
when they show up. Not when they're there, it's like, crap.
Absolutely.
What are they going to walk out and take?
Yeah.
You know, just like, metaphorically.
Yeah.
Like, what are they going to suck from the room? Yeah. Whose joy are they going to steal?
Those kind of things, right? Vibe suckers.
Vibe suckers. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Vibe suckers.
Vibe suckers.
They're not good.
They aren't, and they exist.
Yeah. Oh, they definitely exist. They definitely exist.
I love that. I think you have my top answer right now. Yeah. So I think people usually answer that thing. It's like, what thing don't I have yet?
Yeah.
Right? It's always the material.
Yeah.
Like, what's the dream? Oh, the huge house. Oh, I want a property. That would almost probably be one of my answers if I'm being honest. It's always like a big property.
Yeah.
But I should be going behind it more. Like, I want a big property with all the people I can love and help on.
Yep. Yeah,
like, because my thing is, like, I want to have a ranch pretty much for like foster kids to be able to go through there and actually have a home. I used to work at a shelter in Minneapolis called Shelter Care for Kids. What we do is when the kids got pulled from their home for whatever reason, like cops would come, take them to wherever they go right away. We would go and get those kids from there right away, bring them to there's only 10 kids we could have at a time, but it'd be like a small home environment.
Okay.
So we'd get them back in a home right away so they at least had like normal home. Like next day they were going to school with us.
Yep.
They're having 3 meals a day with the family.
Stability.
Just taking that right back. Cause you have no idea how much that screws up a kid.
Yeah.
That's why, again, I love your answer, man. Just my kids.
Yep.
And the one thing that I think is the craziest part people take for granted is, like, you know how you do that? You just show up in their life.
Just be there. Literally. Just be there. Like,
yeah.
Hi.
Well, I give Nico, the guy I do the show with, so much credit on that. He's a loose cannon. He's a crazy ass dude. He's all over the place. But he's 4 for 4 on his kids graduating college. And high school. He's not even a high school grad himself.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I'll tell you why is because Miko's so damn involved with her life. Yeah. If you're hanging out with Miko, he's calling every one of his 6 kids pretty much every time you're hanging out with them for a day. He does. He's checking in. What are you up to today?
What are you doing?
They're constantly communicating. It's like people don't realize that's like goes so far with your kids. And think about
just
it. I'm
show
sure.
Up. Just show
well,
up.
And then they know they can come to you.
Or when people say, oh, kids are annoying, it's like, dude, annoy your kids.
Yeah.
How about that?
Like, amen.
Annoy your kids.
Right? Take interest in their lives.
You know? Like, my kids are annoyed with me.
And that's
fine. They want me to stop showing up.
Yeah.
It's like, why do you always have to be here?
And then the worst is the day you're not there, they're like, that bastard isn't here.
Right. Like, where were you?
How dare you?
Or like, and that's the thing, like, when they tell me they don't want me there, and then I'm just like, when I actually can't be there, it's like, oh, well, I actually got to go do this, right? I have a convention. They're just like, oh, what? You're not coming?
It's amazing how far that goes.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I think we've cracked all the secrets to parenting.
We're
changing the world. Well, I mean, here we go. Let's move on to something a little more dark. When I'm drunk, I like to eat.
I don't drink that much.
I think that's a more common answer the older you get, unfortunately.
Yeah, because
the problem is I've realized like the people who are still drinking really hard are at a point in their life where like they're kinda hiding it.
Yeah.
Because they're drinking too hard.
And so you probably need
questions
meetings,
like that. Yeah.
Like
with questions like that, it's like I don't know if I want your answer.
Yeah.
Oh, but, I'm getting Taco Bell every weekend at 4 AM. It's like, well, you're 18.
But you're
48.
So if you got like what my college answer, like yeah.
Yeah, what was? I think that's how I'm gonna phrase that one.
Dude,
college answer. What was the go-to? And where'd you go to college first?
Definitely. Oh, UMD.
You were Duluth. So what did you have up there? Yeah, you guys had food.
Dude, Taco Bell,
Yeah.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
I used to go home and like sometimes, so I had a roommate that would cook.
Yeah.
And he used to like chop up potatoes and deep fry them and season them.
Huh.
Yeah. So we were like trying not to burn down our room also in the process with deep frying hot oil.
Oh, what could go wrong?
Being all blacked out. Like, yeah. It's not good. But yeah. So Taco Bell.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that's probably one of my answers too. Duluth was like, so I went to Madison.
Okay.
But
okay.
The funny thing is, like, Duluth was my party school then, because people would come to us all the time and party, and it'd always be kind of a burden half the time. It's like, hey, guess what? I'm coming out this weekend. I was like, I don't want to. Hey. Great. I have stuff to do. I have to entertain like, you for Madison, 48
like,
hours.
Like, yeah. Big campus?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
I went there. So, but the thing is, my escape was UMD, because I had friends there.
Yeah.
And I loved going up to UMD. Yeah. Like, I had so much fun at your guys' school every time.
So, we had a buddy that we went to go see out there, and we partied on Mifflin.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like, it was Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And I just remember the shirts. Like, I got Mifflin faced on Shit Street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mifflin, dude, Mifflin was a whole nother. We had Halloween in Mifflin when I was there. And I went during the peak of Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, when it was the biggest party in the U.S. Okay, at Madison.
Yeah, dude.
Where they were, like, closing down streets. I mean, we got tear gassed. We got all that stuff when I was there because it got way too big.
Dude.
And then Mifflin was always a whole other animal.
Because
it's like, middle of the day,
it was like,
warm.
It was like being in a different country.
Yeah. But here's the... And the laws are so weird during those, like, the drinking rules. Because everybody's underage. It's a college town. But here's a crazy story from when I was doing it. I'm underage holding the beer. The guy I'm with is a buddy I grew up with. He's well overage. He's holding a beer. We're walking side by side, like going to another party. And we're about to pass these cops. The cops turn, they grab him, put his hands behind his back, and haul him away as I'm standing there, like, inches from him. And I'm looking, I'm like, with a beer, and I'm looking, I look down, he was standing on the sidewalk, I was standing on the grass at a house. So I was on private property, he was on public property, so he got a public intoxication, and I was like an inch away. As like a minor at public intoxication.
Oh no.
And I don't know if you remember the arresting during that. Like they have bands and they're hauling people out. All it does is just make the worst day ever, because it's like 6 hours of bookings and then they bring you back.
Yeah.
So you just miss the whole day.
You just miss the whole party.
Like, and you feel so bad. Like, the guy came back that night and everyone was like, oh man, and he's like, what can I do? Like, I was guilty. I can't say anything.
All they did is inconvenience me.
Massively. They couldn't. Yeah.
Like,
they
should and just then have I had to like sit somewhere. I had to sit somewhere all sweaty and drunk while I sobered up.
Oh, I'm sure they make you wait in the van for an hour. Then they get enough people to haul you over, and then it's just carousel, and then I rush in.
No.
Well, thank God that wasn't your experience in Mifflin. You had a good time, obviously.
No, it was. I had a good time. It was a great time.
What year did you go out there?
Probably like 2008, 2009.
That's crazy. It might have been out there. I was out there during that time.
Maybe.
Never know. One of those Mifflins, I was actually supposed to be studying for the MCATs. I was going to be a doctor. I remember that.
Okay.
And then it was like, really? I'm not going to be... Your phone doesn't stop ringing, and everyone's like, where are you at? What are you doing? Not that made it sound like I was way cooler than I was.
Right.
Where's Brock? We can't do Mifflin without him.
We can't do the biggest party in America.
It's just not going to be fun if Brock's not there.
Things were different back then.
All right. Okay. One more. This is a good one, Dan, and I think people will like this one. If a genie granted you 3 wishes right now, what would you wish for?
Health, wealth, and happiness.
Love it. Health, wealth, and happiness.
You know, that's all I can really ask for.
Yeah, the nice thing is 2 of those are pretty well in your control. I mean, wealth is to an extent.
You can
get all those things by just getting up and doing the right thing every day.
There's always like, you know, what's wealth? What's
being right?
You know,
that's wealth, a great question.
Wealthy in money, wealthy in love, wealth, you know. But so
no, it's nuts, man. It comes and goes too quickly as well.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
But that's beautiful.
You know, that's all I can wish for me and everyone around me.
I love it. I think that's like the most beautiful note to end on for this. We made it a long time. We did 50 minutes with the interview. Did you have fun on here?
I did.
Right?
It's a great time.
We had a good time. You're a lot of fun.
Didn't even seem like 50 minutes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the whole point of our podcast. You just come and shoot the shit. We get to know you a little bit.
There we go.
And again, you got to check out Black Label
Collective.
God, I was going to say Connections. That didn't sound right.
Black Label Collective.
Black Label Collective. They're moving, but they're up in Duluth.
Yep, Duluth, Minnesota.
I'm actually excited. I'm going to come check you guys out next time up in Duluth.
Hell yeah.
I make a trip up there every now and then. I mean, at least once or twice a year, swinging through there. I want to come check you guys out.
Come check out the Big Lake.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Well, D-Mac, thanks again for coming on here. We'll be following you around. And hey, I think we should maybe start talking about trying to win you that award.
Yeah, man.
I'm kind of thinking I want to go for that because I don't think a lot of people are doing writing, are they?
No, I don't think so.
Take this home. Let's do this. Oh, let's go for the victory. Yeah. We'll get my son's name. All right, I'm out of here. We're going to go start working.
All right, peace. Appreciate it, man. All right.